Okay, Volbi Hakara Satov. What is Hakara Satov? First, let's learn the word. Hakara Satov, the word means, Hakara means to recognize Hatov, the good. So really, the midah of Hakara Satov is the midah of recognizing good. We gave two shirim. We gave a shirim taivas and we gave a shirim das. This is a little bit the positive aspect of alleviating or getting to those concepts. Remember I explained to you that there's Das Tov and Das Ra. Das Tov is when a person lives with Hakara Satov. Das Ra is when a person sees everything as bad. He sees the Ra in everything. Hakara Satov is very close to Ayin Tov, to have a good eye. It means to recognize the good in everything that you perceive, or in everything that happened to you, or your relationship with people, or your relationship with your creator. Right? Even Revolvi brings here, even your relationship to inanimate objects. Remember Moshe with the Nile? Moshe was saved by the Nile. You know, he was put in a bulrushes and sent. He was saved by the Nile. So therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu, the Makkas of the Nile, right, or the sand, or whatever afterwards, the makkah that he gave wasn't done by through him, it was done through Aaron, because since he benefited from something, he didn't want to kivyachol cause it wrong. It wasn't for the Nile didn't have an object, it's for himself. It's like the Gemara says, bore a well that you drank from, don't throw a stone in it, like don't close it up. You benefit from it, don't damage it. Anything you benefit from, you have a little Hakara Satov. Right? Okay. The recognizing the good that other people do starts with Ayin Tova. Now I'll explain to you. Look, we come from Tisha B'Av, so, I mean, it's related. I mean, everything's related, if you understand. But let's start with the Chet of the Meraglim. Maybe I explain this to you. The Chet, the sin of the Meraglim, was the sin of the attitude, the outlook in which they saw Eretz Yisrael. They came to Eretz Yisrael, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that people would be dying so they wouldn't pay attention to them. He wanted them to see the beautiful fruit. They saw it wrongly. They saw Eretz Sho'ochelet Yosheveya. The fruit, they saw is big fruit, the Meshunah. They were different. How can we go to such a land and conquer it? The people there are strong. They're fortified. The fruit, look at the giantness of the fruit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them these things and did these things for their good. Instead, they could say, look, it's a land of tremendous shefa, a land of tremendous physical influence and therefore godly influence. It's a land in which we can grow in our ruchnis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out from Mitzrayim that not even one ever left it in Mitzrayim. And we, 600,000, or 2 million really, left Mitzrayim about in broad daylight. You know, why about entering Eretz Yisrael? Kodesh Baruch Hu yilachem lachem v'atem tacharishu. Kodesh Baruch Hu will fight for you. So the splitting of the Red Sea. And I said, that's what happened. What's the big deal? What's the thing? It's a staklut. It's a way, an outlook to life. You know, in our everyday life, I'm sure everyone here can speak about in his past things which were very difficult to go through them. Right?
Yes.
Lots of things. Your birth. You don't remember it. But ask mommy about it, right? Sakonas nefashos birth, even though it's tevet, sakonas nefashos. It's a danger for the wife, woman, or for your mom. It's a danger for you. If you were a few minutes extra without oxygen, chas v'shalom, a person could be some sort of brain damage or God knows what. Right? We have a doctor here, right? Even not a few minutes, even I don't know how long, but it would cause ADD to a kid. Or, you know, it could cause like extreme forms of things. It could, there's tremendous, you know, lack of oxygen. Anything can happen. The child being not in the right position. It's a nace. It's a nace. Just the fact we're born normal with limbs and eyes to see. And we eat all this junk food and all this bad food for us, and we're still, you know, we're still okay. All this rubbish we put into us, and Baruch Hashem, the liver cleans it out, and our body gets rid of it, you know? And a little exercise, you sweat some of it out. Eat some vegetables, even better, gets rid of those toxins, right? Amazing. We have an amazing body that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us. We appreciate it. We think about it. Did you think about it today? Did I think about it today? No, we got up. Oh, I'm alive. Yeah, big deal. Quick, right? You even didn't think about Modi Ani Lefanecha. We said Modi Ani Lefanecha. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for giving my soul back. Yeah, that's what I said. I said it, didn't I say it? I made the brachas in the morning. Pokeach Ivrim. Thank you for seeing. Did I really say thank you for seeing? No, I said Pokeach Ivrim. What's Pokeach Ivrim? Yeah, I know, Rabbi. It means opens the eyes of those, right? What are those brachas there for? To recognize the basics. Why does it recognize the basics? Everyone, if Chas V'Shalom is passing the street, going Chas V'Shalom, not Lo Aleinu, person walked past the street and the big truck came, right? And he just missed him.
Was thank the man alive.
Right, or what's it called? You pass in the street and there's a guy seeing that there's a truck coming by. So he pushed him like and he went into the street and he saved his life. Thank you, wow. You know, like, amazing, right? I mean, he got a little hurt here and there. Amazing, he saved his life. We recognize that. Every day our lives being saved. We walk the streets. We don't appreciate having life. Now forget about the Hakaras HaTov in terms of the physical basics, right? We're in this place when Eretz Yisrael, we just said, you know, we're surrounded by all these people who don't really like us, and we're here. In America, we're surrounded. We're here. It was only 50 years ago that something happened. Wasn't it? 50 years. It was a long time ago. We're here. Because Baruch Hu kept us alive. Right? Where's that Hakaras HaTov? What does a Hakaras HaTov make a person do? When someone does good for you, what do you want to do? What's the automatic feeling? You want to give back. Any relationship without a Hakaras HaTov is doomed to failure. If two people, say in marriage, are married together, but and the one is giving to the other doesn't have a recognition of the good of that person or the good that that person does for them, the marriage will end up in hatred. That relationship will end. Without the midah of Hakaras HaTov, you can't have a relationship, even with your Creator. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you all these things. What do I owe him? What do I owe him? I can breathe, I can drink, I can sleep, I can... What do I owe him? Big deal. It's teva. My body was created that way. You know, the ape has to thank his creator. I have to... that little ape gave me a big ape. You know, yesterday I was in Ranana, and I saw these, like, you know, these non-religious boys, you know, in the bars, you know. Some of them were without vests, some with like a sort of vest, and they were jumping on these bars. And one of them like was holding the bar like that, and like jumping up, and like turning around, and like holding himself. Like, it's amazing. You know, like, let's take from their point of view. You know, you came from an ape, right? You know, I went to the zoo as well, and I saw these chimpanzees, these monkeys, and they went on the bars, and then the trees, and with one hand, they could do better than these guys could do, right? They could jump and quicker. They could spin around, right? They could do a lot better than those guys that I saw in the park yesterday. So, like, you guys say you came from the ape, and you developed from the ape, right? You evolved, right? So you evolved from the ape. So the ape couldn't use tools. You could use tools. They didn't have a computer. You could use a computer. You could watch internet, right? You could watch internet tape to do that, right? You could be creative. Or what you could do is, you could go back in evolution. The ape can jump on bars, so you can jump on bars as well, right? That's the, all these boys coming together, in the park to jump on the bars. They can't do it as well as the ape. That's called devolution. They're devolved from the ape, not evolved from the ape. They just want to become like apes. Not as good as apes, though. It's crazy if you think about it. Isn't it? And of course, they want to show that, their muscles and their thing. Give me a break. It was so strange. I was so, and there was a lot, that you could see between them. Whoever could do it better was like the toughie. And the other guys, were like underneath him. And of course, they have to do it in a public place because they want all the girls or whatever to see them, right? I mean, I don't think there were any girls there. But, that's the kavana. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. All I can tell you is like this. Real Hakaras HaTov is recognizing the good in yourself. What's good in you? Is there bad in you? So Gemara says, Lev Tahor Bara Li Elokim. Kodesh Baruch Hu created me with a pure heart. Gemara in conclusion says, Tahor De Ikatami. There is also a Lev Tami. That's a Yetzahara. The Yetzahara is your physical self. The Yetzahara is not bad. It can be turned into good if you use it properly. But if it's left in its own devices, it's Ra. Even a Kodesh Baruch Hu calls it Ra. Because Ra, we explained what Ra is. Remember we explained what Ra is? Ra is Ra'ua. Like a Kli, which is broken, it's Ra'ua. It's non-functional. It's not functioning in its proper way. That's Ra. Le'etiv, remember I told you le'etiv, to do good means to do good. Also le'etiv etaneir, it means to fix them. To put something in its functional mode is good. Good always comes when you live with your functionality. Bad is when you're missing your functional use, what you're supposed to be living as. Hakaras HaTov is a recognition of your goodness, a recognition of your inner self. The only time a person does bad is when he doesn't recognize his good. I'm sure there must be a survey. If not, I'll make one up. The people who dress in an honorable way publicly do less wrong publicly than people who dress in a schleppy way. Like jeans and stuff like that. We dress in like a free way. I'm sure there must be a survey. If a person's mechavad himself, a person sees his inner good, has a recognition of his inner good, he has a recognition of his Selem Elokim. That's the source of all Hakaras HaTov. He'll then recognize that Selem Elokim in someone else. The Yetzahara is considered the shell. It's considered the klipa. It's considered the shell outside a person. You with me? When a person recognizes it in himself, his inner good, he'll see the inner good in another person. And anything bad that other person, anything dysfunctional that other person does, he won't see it as him. He'll see it as his shell. And when a person recognizes the good in himself, and who gave him that good, and who gave him that life to do good with, there'll be a tremendous Hakaras HaTov. That tremendous Hakaras HaTov causes him. And it's true, he has an obligation to mitiv, to do good, to be functional to the person who did him that good. Similar, he'll recognize the good that other people do for him. And he'll feel obligated to that person who did him good. And that will cause what? When you're obligated, you see someone doing good for you, you get on a bus. He took you to Machane Yehuda or wherever, to Geula. You get off the bus, he's being paid for it. But did he do you a good or did he not do you a good? Yeah, otherwise you walk in this heat at the Gula. Forget it. Got a nice bus, air conditioned most of the time, right? You go to Gula, great. Thank him, say Toda Rabba when you leave the bus. You go into a shop, you're looking for one of those travel things that converts your thing to a plug in Israel, and you ask this guy in your broken Hebrew, and the guy's like not flying with it, right? And in the end, you don't buy anything from him. But he tried. I mean, he tried. But Rabbi, he's getting paid for it. He's going to make his money on it. Why should I have a Kara Satov? He's doing it also for you? What do you care what he's doing it for? You got benefit from him?
Yes.
Toda. Thank you when you leave the shop. Do we ever do that? You buy something for a person. Yeah, you buy it. He made money, right? But he's doing it to make money, Rabbi. What do you care? He did for you something good. You're happy with the product? It's made in China, we know, okay. He's happy to sell? But he did something good for you. You're going to benefit from it. Thank you. I sound like an Englishman, right? No, there's a difference in Englishmen. I'm not teaching to be polite. I'm teaching you to say a real thank you, to recognize the good. When you recognize the good in evil people who you feel are obligated to do you or doing it for their own interests, but lemaisa, they did you a good. Kavachoma Kriji Baruchu, Kavachoma your friends, Kavachoma your wife. We have to recognize it's an outlook. A person has two eyes, we spoke about this. A person has two eyes. An eye which draws into him. What do you mean an eye that draws into you? An eye that's shoevet. He sees something, he wants it. What do you mean he wants it? You see an ice cream, I want it. You see a cake, I want it. I'm hungry, I want it. What's that? I want it. You know? Bis-li. I want the bis for me. The peace for me. Bis, right, is the peace. Li means peace for me. Right? Bis-li. Right? What does it mean, I want it? That object is mechuyev metzias, is obligated to me. He's obligated to satiate me. I want it, I'm going to get it. I go in the supermarket, I pick it off the shelf, put it in there. I got it, I want it, I'm going to get it. That's ayin shoevet, that's ayin ra. Ayin ra is that which brings in the outside world to him. The outside world is obligated to him. You with me?
Yes.
Because I need it. I need it for my satiation. I need it for to sustain me. Right? That I need it. Not I want it. Something that you need, you buy because it's a requirement. You need to drink water. You need to eat food. It's a requirement. Your goof sustains you. The goof looks after you. I have hakara satov to my goof to look after it. So that's a need for my goof. I'm going to supply it. It's a different outlook. You understand what I'm saying? It's the same thing with a different outlook. I need to satiate my mouth to enjoy things. You're allowed to have tasty things. You don't have to have bad things that are not tasty to satiate your goof. I worked hard today. I need to pay back. You know, I learned very well. I'm going to give myself a little prize in the evening. I'll have a little ice cream. Go down to Tzevet, buy myself an ice cream. I learned well. Hakara Satov to the hard work you did today. Hakara Satov to yourself. There's not satiation. I want it. It's a different outlook. It's the same thing, but it's a different outlook. No, I learned well. I want to have an ice cream now. No. Different outlook. You understand the difference in the outlook? Makes it change? That's a different eye. That's a giving eye. An eye of giving is a different eye. It's an eye of going out from oneself, seeing the other person, seeing yourself. You have a goof, you need to be mechabedit, to look after it, to dress properly, to be honorable in it, to look after yourself, not to fill it with toxins, right? Look after it. Hakara Satov, even with your own self. You have something, problems with your health, you took after your goof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. Gave it to you working. Look after it. He gave it to you too. So someone gave you a pre-cotton. Someone gave you his iPhone to look after, right? You look after it properly, don't you? Right? You put it in that box that doesn't fall, and that screen thing that doesn't, you know, doesn't scratch or whatever, right? You look after it. You goof, you should look after. And what about your soul? He gave you a pure soul. You should look after it. Now let's look at what we say in the morning. Mode ani lefanecha. Thank you. Melechai v'kayam. Shechezarta bi nishbati, nishmati, Rabbi Munatecha. You gave me back my soul. How great is your emunah? Well, your emunah, in the future you're going to give back the soul. You're going to have Tchias Amazim, right? Your soul is a pikotin. Your soul, you mufkad. It's a, how do you say pikotin? It's an entrustment, a deposit. No less than the iPhone. Make sure it has one of those screens on it that doesn't get dirty. Make sure it has that box thing that doesn't go dirty. It's worth more than a few $100, right? Maybe an AT&T, get it cheap. That was a commercial break, right? Right? It's worth something, look after it. That's a karasa tov. When someone gives you something so precious and he tells you, this is how you use it. Well, you throw it in the mud, you roll it around, right? If I gave you one of these things, you started like throwing around, broken screens, right? Give me a break, I'm going to give you another one. Same thing. And every day you give it back, he checks up on you. That's how he's using it. He's using it for good things. Right?
Yeah.
But if I have a recognition that he's giving it to me, he gave this to me free of charge. And you know the little bit of dirt that I have, I do a little bit of tshuva before I go to bed. That's why you do vidu before you go to bed, right? You know, you got, even with all these things on it, you know, it's still got muddy or whatever. A little bit, he cleans it up and gives it back to you new, refurbished the next morning. Right? Have a car of that. Recognize the good. When a person has a kara means a recognition. That's called das. When a person lives with a real recognition of the good that it's done for him every day, his attitude changes. His attitude changes to how he perceives his life. Kadosh Baruch Hu did this good for me. My goof does this good for me. My mind. These are all things that is given to me. Now, when I'm talking to you about these things, it sounds as if there's something outside of me. They're not outside of you, they are you. But in order to understand you, you can lift yourself outside your you, right? The me in me, and look at yourself as an object. Look at your soul as an object. But my soul is me. But you can still, in theory, look at it as an object. That's how we do when we're davening. You're thanking God for your eyes, right? You're thanking Him for your legs, for walking. You look at them as objects. There's an hakara. Something that was given to you as a present. You look after it. Thank you for what you gave me. What do you give it to me for? To use it in a functional way, leitiv, to do good in the world with it. Not to use it in a bad way, to break it, to do ra with it. And if you've got a little bit of dirt, don't worry, we'll refurbish it at night. Comes with a guarantee.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We understand that concept, and when we see the good that Kadosh Baruch Hu does to us, and the good, it obligates us to use it properly. And when we do see that good, we'll see the good in other people. First, let's see the good in ourselves. And when we see the good in other people, that's what the Gemara says. Here the Revolvi brings that when you give a present to a person, you have to make known to him. So that means, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says that when you give something to a child, say you give him, you know, like, it's actually happened to me, one of my neighbors did it because he's a Talmud Chacham, and he gave one of my children, right? He was there by him, and he gave him a piece of bread with chocolate spread. Not a big deal, you know. But still, fed him. So he put a little bit of chocolate spread on his mouth like that. So when the kid came home, I saw chocolate spread on his mouth. That's what Gemara says. Tzarech lo'odia. Tzarech tell the parents that you did what you did. So he didn't want to tell us that he gave his kid chocolate spread. He put a little chocolate spread on his mouth. So the kid came home, I said, chocolate spread. He said, why you have chocolate spread in your mouth? He said, oh, I was by the neighbor and he gave us, bread with chocolate spread on it. Okay, very nice, that's nice. What's the point? What's the point of that? Because he wants to brag. Come on, sir.
Giving you the opportunity to be thankful for what he did.
Yeah, so when I see they gave to my son something, I recognize he did good for me. When I recognize that he did good for me, if I have Hakaras HaTov, if I don't, forget it, it's not going to work. But if I have Hakaras HaTov, what will that do? That'll make me want to do good for him. Not only will it make me want to do good for him, it will be something which is much more important. There's a Rashi in Bracht. Rashi says, he also brings here the same concept. But when a person does gemilut chasadim to another person, does good to another person, he recognizes that he is ohavo, he's someone who likes him. And when you recognize that someone likes you, what happens? You come to like them. And it brings ava between each of them. Kamayim ponim el ponim keim leiv adam la adam. Just as when you look in a ribbon, you smile at it, smiles back, right? So is the lave of a person. If I care for you genuinely, you will genuinely care for me back. On one condition. Do you have a lev tov or not a lev ra? Lev tov means a lev tahor. Then the lev has a kli to be mekabel. It has a lev which has a karas of tov there, which sees the good and once feels obligated to give back. We don't talk in Judaism about rights. Human rights, this right. No rights. Obligations. Someone does me good, I'm obligated to do back. I'm obligated. Who obligates me? Him? No, Kodesh Baruch Hu. But that's the middle of the Kodesh Baruch Hu of Hakaras HaTov. What's the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Klal Yisrael Kivyachol is good to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because he did this and this mitzvah. So Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give us back. And how much does Kodesh Baruch Hu give us back when you do a mitzvah? When you daven, when you put on tefillin, when you do good to your friends. When you do good for yourself even. Infinite fold, the influence that you get from that mitzvah he wants to give back to you. That's a Karas HaTov. But Kodesh Baruch Hu has a Karas HaTov at a very, very high level, right? That's a Karas HaTov. Even a Kodesh Baruch Hu to us. But it only starts if I open my lave. I open my heart to recognize the good in myself and the good in the other person. And I recognize it's good. And that causes me this feeling of obligation to want to give back to him. And that brings ava into the world. That brings love into the world. But that can't bring love into the world. Say, you know why he did that to me? He wants something from me. He sold it, he's making a profit on me. Forget him! Who are you? He did good for you? Thank you. You with me? Lakir Tov. Your boss paid you? Thank you. Oh, because you're useful to him in the job, you make money for the business? He still gave you the job, there's other people he could give the job to. You with me? Hakaras HaTov. Don't forget about the motivation of the other person. You ask yourself the question, is he benefiting me? Yes? Lakir Tov. See the good in them. And if you open your heart to that good that he's doing you, he'll bring you to love them and to be obligated to them. And so long as they have a Lev Taho, even a little bit of left tummy that we all have, we also have this left tummy, right? We didn't get rid of our Yitzhahara so quickly, right? It'll imbue in them an ava, because kamayim ponim al ponim, and the person will live with achva va'ava. You with me? It's an individual thing. How you feel for another person is how they're going to feel for you. Again, you know, let's say this, you know, the world is a very strange world. There's a lot of people who are damaged in the place of the lathe, and sometimes it's not so easy, even if you care and do for them, they might misuse your goodness. So in the world, you have to know. But I'm talking about within the environment that we live in, right? The environment of your home, the environment, you know, of the people who are like normal in your community. That's certainly that. I'm not saying, you know, you go into Starbucks and whatever. I don't know. Yeah, the lathe of a person is a very dynamic place. The lathe of a person, how he feels, will impregnate how the other person feels. Especially, Chazanish in Emunah Bevitochen says, there are people who have midot chadot, a very strong, very, I say chadot is sharp midas, right? And they can imbue in a person, from just seeing, the feeling of ahava, feeling of love, and the feeling of sina, and the feeling of hatred. It's a double-sided coin. Because when a person does so much for you, and you don't recognize the good, this happens a lot in marriage. If there's no recognition of the good, then it eventually comes sina. They become hatred. Revolvi says this here. Hakaras HaTov is not a midah which is like, you know, yeah, I can work on it, I cannot work on it. No. It's the basis of humanity to live together ba'achva, in brotherhood, uba'ahava, and in love. Without that midah, there's sinner in the world, there's hatred in the world. That's not to see the ra in a person, to see the good. Again, you have to know when to do that. When someone comes with a gun, you don't say, oh, let's look at the good in him. No, you try and knock the gun out and deal with it. You understand? You have to know when. But I'm talking about normal people who, you know, who are brought up in a reasonable environment. In such an environment, you have to look for the good, and you have to look for the good in yourself. And shed that ava on the other person by being obligated to his good and seeing the good in the other person. You understand? Okay.